Module 4D, Listening Skills. Exercise 1B, page 60. Speaker 1.
I used to be so stressed all the time. Like most other people, I was working 40 hours per week. But I couldn't stop thinking about work when I got home. I found it difficult to relax and would often have trouble sleeping at night. A friend of mine suggested that I take up a hobby as it would help to focus my mind on other things. Well, I thought about the things I'd enjoy doing, and I decided I'd like to take up something involving art and crafts. I went to my local bookshop and found a book about making paper flowers. I was good at it. I learned everything in the book, and then I started making all sorts of things from paper flowers. I make floral lights for my friends these days, and they love them. Since I got obsessed with flower making, I've been completely untroubled. I think hobbies are really important for helping us stay calm.
Speaker 2.
So many people work hard all day and then sit in front of a TV all night to unwind. Don't get me wrong, I watch TV too, but I think there are much healthier things to do in your free time. In my opinion, it's really important to keep your mind alert. I feel like too much TV just kills my brain cells. I don't have one particular hobby. I like to start a new hobby every 6 months to a year. Scientists have discovered that starting new hobbies can improve your memory. Just recently, I started playing an ancient Chinese board game. It took me a few weeks to fully understand the rules because it was quite complicated. Now I feel quite confident playing other people. Learning the new rules and memorizing different opponents' game styles really got my brain ticking. So I say, don't be a couch potato, try to be a busy bee instead.
Speaker 3.
I spent so much time studying for my exams before the summer that I stopped exercising completely. I think I barely left the house for 2 months other than to attend school. I don't think it's healthy to stay indoors too much, especially when you're young like me. Anyway, over the summer, I decided to start yoga classes and do some light jogging in the park. I wasn't depressed before, but I was getting worried about my weight. Sitting all day with my nose in my books really wasn't helping my waistline. Not only have I controlled my weight better since doing a bit of exercise, but I feel a lot more energetic too. Teenagers' lifestyles often involve sitting down for long periods, so I think it's really important that we should all try and get moving from time to time.
Speaker 4.
My parents were getting angry with me all the time. I kept getting into trouble inside and outside of school. My guidance teacher is a nice man. He talked to my parents and told them that teenage boys can often get a bit restless. He said that my behaviour was probably just a phase, but that there were various things they could try to help keep me out of trouble until I matured. One of the suggestions was to encourage me to learn a musical instrument. They bought me an electric guitar and an amplifier. At first, I tried to learn a couple of tunes myself. It took a lot of work to get the hang of it. Eventually, when I was a bit more comfortable, I got some tuition from a private music teacher. He taught me how to read music and how to play all the chords properly. Before I knew it, I could play well and I joined a band. One day, I was sitting at home with my parents and they remarked on how I hadn't been in trouble since I started learning to play the guitar. I hadn't even thought about it, but they were right. I guess I was just bored before. Learning a musical instrument was invaluable to me.
Speaker 5.
I retired from the police force a few years ago. It was strange to stop working all of a sudden. It felt like there was a huge gap in my life. I think I missed being around all my colleagues the most. I worked with a great team of people and suddenly I was missing the social element of work. The job itself got more difficult as I got older. So I enjoyed the time to relax. I just didn't enjoy it at home alone. The best thing I ever did was to sign up to a Tai Chi class. I started with just a couple of classes every week. I met so many people in a similar situation to me. The exercises are so relaxing, physically and emotionally. The most significant difference, though, was being part of a good social group again. Now I attend Tai Chi classes 5 days per week.